Hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris. It's Christmas, and I am feeling rather lazy, but creative. So I wanted to share my top tip for 2020, because I've done this every year, and they've always been fun, and I haven't got around to it this year because I've been a little bit busy with my business. But I am on holiday and felt like being creative and coming up with something that I thought I would share for you that it's just like a really nice mindset hack that can make you a lot happier and like a better person, I feel. So that's coming up. Firstly, I also feel a bit bad about the fact that I just haven't really done any updates on the podcast about what I'm really up to. And a lot of people have been asking, and I really appreciate that, and I have not been very good at responding to people and things, and I do read all my messages, I'm just not so good at responding, but yeah, you guys are awesome. And yeah, I am fully running a business now called Syncify. We've got into Techstars and raised the first round of funding, which was not lots, and now we're trying to raise another round, which is highly exciting, and lots of calls to people and people that maybe do respond to their emails, if not still a little bit late. And yeah, we've got a team together, we're building the app, and it's doing things. You can probably get on it soon because it actually works, which is exciting. And yeah, this whole like podcast world of stuff that's just really not as good as it could be, I'm trying to fix. And you'll be able to listen together with your friends and share moments, send recommendations, just really engage with like the podcast material that you listen to with other people at the same time. And then also start connecting with hosts where they'll actually probably talk to you a bit more because it's all in one place and easy to do. And that's kind of my current mission. And it takes up a lot of time and, you know, mildly overworking because I'm like that and enjoying it though. So no complaints on the whole running a business side. I will do some more deeper dives into that in the near future, I promise. But for the episode today, I wanted to talk about a hack that I came up with a few years ago for myself. And it's called, well, I've called it like charity budgeting for the year. And that's, it's a really good life hack. It's really made me a happier person. And I think helped my relationships and my sort of understanding of myself as well and who I want to be. And essentially, it's pretty simple. You just make a budget for how much money you want to give to charity each year. And I kind of went for like 1%, which wasn't too difficult. And then sort of just broke that down into like just normal charity stuff and stuff to do with the environment as my two main aims. And that means that I have a whole year to give money to charity. So whenever anybody's like raising money for like a marathon or whatever, I don't even sort of have to be like, oh God, why is this person like asking for money? I'm just like, oh, sweet. Just send like 20 quid, 50 quid, whatever. And it's like, it comes out of the budget. I feel happy about it. And I don't really like get annoyed that I'm suddenly spending money on something I wasn't ready for. And so it just helps me be nice to other people without thinking about it. And it feels like, oh, sweet. I get to like spend this money on making someone else happy. And like, it's not even my money anymore. So that's really nice. And then whatever's still left at the end of the year, I just have to give to charities or invest in like a sustainable company, if depending on which budget it's coming from. So that's kind of how it works. And so there's like three or like four main huge benefits, I'd say, from doing this. The first one is that you are just happier, as I kind of already alluded to. Like I used to find like I really wanted to be a charitable person and such. But then in the moment, whenever someone asked me for money, it would annoy me because I cared about money and like having money or whatever and like getting more and feeling like I needed to try and optimize for like growing my money. And whenever someone just comes out the blue and asks you for it, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And I remember seeing some other people like posting about how annoying it was that like people ask you for money for doing things. And to be fair, like I love doing marathons and like other things that people do for charity. And it seems a bit like odd that people would ask for your money to go and do something that you'd enjoy doing anyway. However, like, why does it need to annoy you? It doesn't. When actually, every time someone does that, it's like an opportunity that you actually make yourself happier. And so it's just like a gamified way of not getting pissed off about things when you already have it allocated. And so I just so much more chilled out about people asking for charity, and it's suddenly like, oh, I already have to do this anyway. I no longer think of it as my money. It's really great, and I get to sort of just feel much much nicer about the whole affair, and no resentment or like annoyance, or and like you also don't avoid it at all. And so it's like awkward conversations where you're like, oh yeah, maybe, and then you don't quite get round to it, and then they have to like bug you again, and you eventually do it, or like know it, or not like giving the money, and then them sort of always being a bit like annoyed with you. You just sort of like, you get in there straight away when they first ask you, and they're like, oh wow, that was so easy, it was so nice that you just like paid me straight away, and yeah, you just are happier and chilled out. So that's the first reason, happiness. The second reason is like, I guess, kindness. So we all like to think of ourselves as kind, and this is something I've been working on the podcast. As a listener, you will know that I kind of ask this at the end of every episode, like, what's the kindest thing someone's done? And I just found it's been really useful for me to hear the different kinds of things that people appreciate as kindness. Because then it just makes me realize what the ways are to be kind when like an opportunity presents itself. You're like, hey, I can make this person's day right now. And it maybe doesn't even cost me anything. But for this example with the charity budgeting, it's not quite the same, but it's still just a really easy way to be the kind of person that you want to be. And like, I do want to be someone that gives money to people, and like you see other people that do it a lot, so you're like, wow, this person's kind, like, why don't I do it? And like, you can, there's nothing stopping you. You just sort of have to like plan for it, and then you kind of, it doesn't surprise you at all. And it's really, really easy. And I think around the whole philanthropy side of things, and I do pitch myself, you know, becoming like a billionaire who gives all this money to charity, like, that's awesome, great, but why can't I do that on the way there? It seems so silly to like wait, and like the people that have done amazing jobs of that, it seems a bit odd that you can't actually be that sort of person on the way. And like, what happens if you never become a billionaire? You just have like this idea of being a kind person but never actually do it. Like, you should do it the whole way, as in whatever it is you want to be, you can start being it now. So yeah, you should just sort of walk the walk instead of just talking the talk. And I think on the philanthropy side of things, yeah, like spending money means that like it's going to take longer for you to get to being like a billionaire or whatever, technically speaking, but actually it's also like the speed of money that you have. And so the more you're able to like leverage it and sort of spend it in ways that you then get more back, like the faster it grows. And so saying like give your money to charity sounds like you won't get money back and such, which is true, but you do actually start getting leverage, which is like my final point, is that you get social credibility from doing this. I mean, sure, okay, you can do it all anonymously and you won't get anything, which is also totally fine. And okay, half of my things at the end of the year when I still haven't spent my budget to just go to charities or whatever, it doesn't really matter. But along the way, as in, it is really nice being able to give it to friends or like people that you don't even know that well, that you sort of see on LinkedIn that happen to be raising money for charity or something that you've like met once. And you can suddenly just like send them 20 quid and they're like, what the shit? I don't even know you. How did I not have to chase you for this? And like, I've definitely raised like the level of friendship with some people by a few degrees just because they were trying to raise money. They're having a stressful time trying to do this thing. And I was just like, oh, boom, there you go. And they're like, what? This is so great. And they just kind of feel like they owe me something. And so suddenly I just have more contacts with people who think that I'm a great person and are really willing to like help me on my own missions. And so it is actually almost a worthwhile investment. And so like the whole like give it first mentality, when you do get into that mentality of giving and being like a kind of person, like more stuff comes back to you. And so if you do want to be like a really rich person, like you should probably get into the practice of giving as much as possible in the first place, because that's how things then come back to you. So those are my three big reasons why you should start doing this, because it just makes you more chilled out and a kinder person. And like more stuff comes back to you in the same way. And I don't think it really costs that much if you just do it with like a 1% commitment. And sure, once you get to be worth more money, that can be quite a lot. But even if you sort of just have like a small wage, it's still like something you can do and feel really good about. And it's just a really nice life hack for being a positive person in the world and actually kind of cementing the fact that you are the person that you think you are, as opposed to sort of lying about the fact that like I am a nice person but no one knows because I don't do these things. And it's actually really easy. It's like super not hard to do. And I was so happy when I thought of this. I was like, oh, there's just so much stress and like things that I put myself through that I don't need to, and I can just like be chilled out about this. It is just like a great life hack, which is why I'm sharing it as my top life hack of the year. It's a bit late for the year. I'm not sure if I should make this the 2021 life hack or not, but as I've done one each year, it can be for 2020, and I'll make another one for next year because I kind of am a life hacker that likes to think of mental games that I can play with myself to make myself happier, which is kind of the point of why I run the podcast and things as well. So we've ran through the why it's so great. Let's go through the how. Basically, like I said, I just go with 1% of my wealth. That's because I haven't got any earnings. If you are not someone with savings, but you have earnings, I'd go with 1% of your earnings instead for now. I am hoping to actually increase that once I start earning some money, because I don't need to be making savings as such. Like I said, it's important to kind of use your money to make more money in different ways, and actually giving can really help with that. So anyway, take 1%. For me, I'm really interested in climate as well as just normal charity. So I kind of gone 50-50 on both of them. And basically, as I go through the year, when anyone is raising money, I give the money for the thing of like a normal amount. And that's cool. And then when I get to the end of the year, I see how much is left. And the rest of that, I use effective altruism, which is recommended to me by Jan Tarlin from Skype, who is a legend. And it is literally an effective way to be altruistic. It finds the charities that give you the most return on your investment in terms of like lives saved per pound, etc. And like often under known charities that are doing really good work. And you don't have to think about it. You don't have to make decisions. You just like send the money, you put what your priorities are, and they do good stuff with it. So that's really good on the normal charity side. Then on the climate side, I basically offset everything that I do times 5, because better to be safe than sorry. Then whatever's left at the end of the year, I generally try and do some more offsetting or fund cool projects that I think are doing useful stuff. So one project that I really like is National Park Rescue. That was run by Dr. Nara McCann, who was on the podcast a few years ago, who's a legend, and they stop national parks from being destroyed in hunting and things, so they keep wildlife alive and prevent destruction of rainforests and other such useful things that are also good for the climate and keep the world together and diverse and things. So that's a really good one. And then I also kind of like, outside of the actual budget, so then trying to invest in useful stuff around climate things. So I've invested in some cool technologies like Anaphyte, which are doing stuff with batteries. If anyone's an investor, I'd recommend them. They're raising a round at the moment if you want to get in touch. And Oddbox recently, just like stopping fruit and veg from going to waste, and some solar technology things as well. So there's cool stuff you can do with your money if you want to help. I would recommend it. Cool. On that note, I hope that you all make a budget for 2021 and stick to it. I'm going to be honest, actually, I made a budget sort of when I first started this 3 years ago, and then haven't really looked what my budget was so much this year. I just kind of got used to the fact that like I'll usually spend about half of it normally on charity. So I just kind of just went through the process, and now I'll expect that about half of it's left. I'm just going to give it to charity without really looking too much at the details anymore, because of that takes me time. But I would look at the details initially, and then once you get into the habit of doing it, then it's just like a habit and doesn't really matter because you just enjoy doing it. So there you go. Anyway, do it for 2021. It'll make you a happy, smart, wise person who's just killing it in all the good ways. And on that note, have a good 2021. I may be doing some more podcasts before then, but anyway, it's the holidays and I might not. So I'm putting zero pressure on myself and just enjoying it. And I hope that you do too, and stay safe and well. Obviously, if you are having issues with money and you haven't got a job at all, don't worry about this. Don't feel bad. Just take care of yourself. And I'm just going to double back on everything I say if I carry on talking. So I'm going to stop talking and let you get back to your holiday and enjoying lots of other good podcasts, because there's many to be heard.